The United States and South Korea have embarked on joint military exercises condemned as warmongering by North Korea. As Alistair Wanklin reports, nations in the region remain braced for a new nuclear test by North Korea.
The exercises include anti-aircraft and missile countermeasures involving United States naval vessels, including a nuclear submarine armed with long-range missiles, a reminder that the U.S. is obliged to defend its South Korean ally from attack. North Korea has called the 3 days of maneuvers warmongering, and separately, state media there this weekend reported the North Korean leader met commanders to discuss an unspecified pivot in military ability, taken to mean a new nuclear capability that would be proven by a new nuclear test as threatened in recent days. Officials in the South insist the exercises were planned before the North threatened to carry out that test. It is expected to come this month, around the time the South inaugurates a new president. Here in Japan, diplomats have been pressing for significant new penalties in the event North Korea again defies international demands. It is already under wide-ranging sanctions. But even North Korean ally China has threatened a cost, and South Korea plans to restrict cooperation with a free trade zone in the north. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.